The believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel invite you to listen to a gospel message by one of their pastors, Joe Galusik and Walter Pendleton. This week's message is from Joe Galusik. Visit us on the web at www.sgchapel.com. Again, that's www.sgchapel.com. Men preach what they think is best. There is nothing to preach better than or other than Jesus Christ the Lord. Now this week's message.
I'd like to read a passage of Scripture from 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 12 to 15. But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. What I want to speak to you today about is false apostles, deceitful workers, and those who would transform themselves. Now, on this broadcast, I've purposely been trying to put forth the name, the purpose, and the work of God in a positive manner, because it is a positive message. Our Lord, our God, has done some wonderful things for his people. He is doing wonderful, miraculous things to his people. However, as Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles, clearly brings forth here, believers are to be warned of those who oppose God the Father and his Christ. And I want to warn you plainly and clearly of this one thing. The natural man, and here specifically in this scripture, the natural religious man is the enemy of God. God has enemies. There are those who not only oppose God, it says in the scriptures, they oppose themselves. But they oppose God. They are against God. And here, the words of Paul make this clear. These men are religious men. Verse 4 of the same chapter, 2 Corinthians 11, says, "For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached..." Paul's talking about preachers here. "Or if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him." Paul is talking about religious men. Paul is talking about those they use the name of Jesus, but they preach another Jesus. They have a gospel, but it's not the gospel of Christ. And you know what Paul said about those who preach another gospel, which is not another? Let them be anathema. Let them be accursed. He said it twice because he meant it. But he's talking here about religious men very clearly. The second thing is these religious men are false. They're religious, but they're false. Third thing is that these religious men are deceitful. Deceitful. They are willingly, sometimes, leading people astray. The fourth thing is they claim to be apostles. The fifth thing is, and this is a fair point, these religious men do actually work. And I will admit to this, And this is one of the harder things sometimes. Some of these religious men do actually work diligently and sincerely. But I have to tell you this also. Diligence and sincerity are of no value if you are false and deceitful. If you have are preaching another Jesus, whom Paul did not preach, or if you've received another spirit, which is not the Holy Spirit, or another gospel, which is not the good news of Jesus Christ. These things can be preached, can be expounded sincerely, and people work hard at it diligently. But if it's not the truth of God as it's revealed in the scriptures, it is of no value. And matter of fact, it can be of some harm. The truth of God and what God has said matters. It always matters. There is only one message, one gospel, and it is that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. If your message is different than that, no matter how sincere, no matter how diligently hard you work, or they work, it's of no value. It is of harm. Now, where I want to start with here, of course, is in verse 13, for such are false apostles. Well, basically, that means you're a fake. There are fakes. There are fakes out there. It's a false or a fake ambassador. It is one Greek compound word, and that's the word that Paul used here for false apostles. He used the word apostle, but he put the word false in front of it. There are true apostles. There were true apostles. Let's put it that way. Paul, Peter, and the others, John, there were true apostles, but there were also those who were false apostles. And what did they do? A false apostle preaches another Jesus. A false apostle preaches another gospel. You can find that we are supposed to watch out for these things, not only here, but also in 1 John chapter 4, John tells us, beloved, believe not every spirit. This is 1 John 4 and verse 1. But try the spirits, whether they are what? Of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. So how are we supposed to watch this? How are we supposed to try these spirits? That's the spirits of men. That's what men are. Messengers. Many false messengers have gone out into the world. Well, John tells us, verse 2, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard it should come, and even now already is in this world. This was written almost 2,000 years ago by the Apostle John. This is nothing new, what we're talking about here today, what I want to talk to you about today. There have always been false apostles. As soon as the true message came out, somebody came and lied about it. The very beginning of the Bible, in the book of Genesis, the first thing that the serpent did when he spoke to Eve was to lie about God. Yea, hath God said. And then he distorted the word of God. He used the word of God, but he added to it. Sometimes they use the word of God and they take away from it. Either way, that's what makes a false apostle. And that is why we are to not believe every spirit, but to try the spirits. And what do we use as a judge, as a measuring stick? We use the scriptures. They're the only authority we have. They're the only reference we have. If they speak not according to the law and the testimony, it's because there's no light in them. That's what the book says. If they don't speak, if it says, if they don't speak the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ, if they preach another Jesus, we are not to hear them. We are not to hear them. Only the Christ of the Bible, the Jesus of the Bible, the one who is Lord, the one who created heaven and earth, the one who in whom all things consist, by whom all things consist. He holds everything together in his hands. Anything less than God Almighty in manifest in human flesh is another Jesus, another gospel. And that is what a false apostle says. And they claim to be apostles. They're not apostles of Christ, but they claim to be such. Verse 5, Paul said of himself, "For I suppose that I was not a whit behind the very chiefest apostles." And he wasn't. He was not. He's not bragging. He's just saying what is actually true. He went to Jerusalem and met with the apostles there, with Peter and John and others, James. They met together, and he told them what God had done for him and what God was doing among the Gentiles, that God had delivered the gospel to them. Peter stood up for the apostle Paul and said, "Brethren, you know that by my mouth the Gentiles, the non-Jews, heard the gospel and received it, and God granted the Holy Spirit to them just as he did to us." Paul was an apostle of Jesus Christ. He has one that saw the Lord, and he was one that was taught by the Lord, Jesus himself. He saw him on the road to Damascus. The Lord revealed himself to Paul. We don't have apostles now. There are no apostles. There is no apostolic power now. Not to saying that God can't do anything he wants to do. He has chosen not to. The apostles were given, and were given powers and special miracles they could work for the establishment of the church. But now the church is established. His body is established in this world, and he is adding to it daily such as should be saved. All that the Lord our God shall call. But these people claimed to be apostles, but they didn't know anything about the gospel of Christ. They didn't know anything about this Jesus who saves. Even the apostles, the true apostles in Jerusalem, Paul said that they added nothing to me. They reaffirmed he was preaching the Christ of God, but they didn't add anything to him. And now these men here are wanting to add something to the work of the Apostle Paul, actually to the work of Christ. They want to say they are apostles, and they're not. They added nothing to Paul or the gospel doctrine that Paul preached. They came and preached another Jesus, and that made them false apostles. Then it says deceitful. They're full of deceit. They want to deceive. Verse 3, what did I read there? "But I fear lest by any means as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety," that first lie, "so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." The means they use is deceit. They lie about God. They lie about Christ. They lie about the Holy Spirit. They twist or wrest the scriptures to their own destruction and would have you be destroyed also. They're like blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, they both go into the ditch. Deceitful, they'll lie, they'll cheat, they'll snare, they'll entrap. Anything they can do, any way they can do. They have subtle lies and they have gross lies. I can give you some examples of it, and if I have time, I will. But they are also workers. They do work, like I said before, and they do religious work. And again, some sincerely and some diligently. However, there is no value to diligence and sincerity without the truth, of God. The truth is necessary. Paul told Timothy, hold on, let me get to that. 2 Timothy 3, Paul told Timothy, verse 10, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience. Then he goes on through that list, persecutions and afflictions. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But then in verse 13, Paul wrote this to Timothy, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. Here's this little point. Deceiving and being deceived. The reason some of these people are sincere is that they're deceived. It's a hard thing to come to a conclusion. Here's the conclusion. If you're deceived, you don't know you are deceived. And you are deceiving others. Some people, I'll just be honest, some people are just money-grubbing crooks that are what's called preachers today. That's just what it is. They like the money. They want the power. They love the adulation. And they'll say whatever they can say, and they'll say whatever they think will get them that money, that power, that adulation. That's what they want. They are willing deceivers. But there are those who are not so willing. They are deceived. The God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not. They work, but not well. They zealously affect some people, but not well. That's also scripture. These people work. They are deceitful workers, but they do work. And they want to be in charge. They want this. They want to. They are, here it is, false apostles, deceitful workers. What's it say? Transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, transforming themselves. That means that they transfigure, or here's a better word, disguise. They disguise their falsehood. They disguise themselves as the ambassadors of Christ. They use the name of Christ. They use the name of Jesus, but it's another Jesus. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. Why? Because they are denying Christ Jesus the Lord, God manifest in the flesh. I'm going to give you a few things that I've written down from a few years ago, but of what false preachers, false apostles, deceitful workers are saying right now about the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to understand that this is where the other gospels go to. This is how they end up. This is why I say that they are not preaching the God of the Bible, the Christ of the Bible, the Holy Spirit of the Bible. There was a person on television who said this: Jesus was just a man. He did what he did by the Holy Ghost, and you can too. That's what they say about God manifest in the flesh. I'm not making this stuff up. They went on. Satan, this is another saying that they did. But you can see the progression here. Satan thought he had a bad time at Calvary. Think what a bad time he had at Pentecost with 120 people filled with the Holy Ghost. You understand, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. What does that mean? Jesus Christ was not a man, just a man. Put it that way. He was a man. He's God-man. He is God manifest in the flesh. He was not a man empowered by the Holy Spirit, which is what these people are teaching. Now, this was a woman. Her husband's a preacher also. And he came on TV and said he was a little God. And the fella he was sitting next to on the television set said, yes, I'm a little God too. No, you're not. You're a false apostle, you're a deceitful worker, and you speak not according to the law and the testimony. You speak not according to what the Apostle Paul says, other than the fact of a bad example. You are not confessing that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh if you are saying that Jesus Christ is a man, just did what he did by the Holy Ghost. No. Our Lord Jesus Christ is Lord. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. He was King of kings and Lord of lords while he was on this planet. Our God is in the heavens. He has done whatsoever he hath pleased. You understand? They are denying God and his sovereignty in the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to hear something worse? Well, I'll give you this one and I'll quit. God is just like the old devil. He can only do what you let him. And Jesus is just like the old devil. He can only do what you let him. Understand me very clearly here, please. That is a bald-faced lie. That's what we call deceit. And these are people who were held up as lights of Jesus Christ. They profess themselves to be preachers of Christ. And what do? They denigrate the Lord of glory with a false gospel, preaching a false Christ. This is what happens. Paul told us, verse 14, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great things if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Satan transforms himself into an angel of light. Not the light of God, his own light. But yes, see, this is the thing that the world doesn't quite understand, and even the religious world doesn't understand. Satan works in religious societies. He does his biggest and his best works from pulpits, denying the Lord of glory, denying the work of Christ in the redemption of his children, saying that it's all up to you. No, it's not. Thank God it's not. Salvation is of the Lord, period. It's not of the Lord and you. It's not of the Lord and anyone else. Salvation is of the Lord. He has purchased his people with his own blood, and he is calling them out. The good shepherd is going out and finding and bringing in his sheep. God has never done anything halfway. Our Lord Jesus Christ has never done anything halfway. He's the good shepherd, not the mediocre shepherd. These people preach another Jesus, and they do it, I'm sorry, by the power of Satan himself. And it says, their end shall be according to their works. Beloved, that is one thing you never want to hear, is that your end will be according to your works. Because our best deeds are filthy rags in God's sight. That's the best we can do. I need the grace and mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. I need the power of God to save me from my sins and from my sin. And so do you. Does the Christ you know have that kind of power? I mean, are you listening to a Christ being preached who has the power to save his people from their sins without their cooperation? I understand a lot of people. No, this is what it means. Ye must be born again. Ye must be born from above. You have to be born of God. See, the scriptures are clear. God saves his people. And if anyone's preaching anything else, trying to add to it or take away from it, that you have to add something to it or fix it or accept it or receive it that way in order to be saved, is a false apostle and a deceitful worker. That's what the scriptures teach. Beware. Thank you.
This broadcast is supported by the believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel. We meet every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Sovereign Grace Chapel is located in Crow, West Virginia, just off Country Club Drive on Annabelle Lane, just north of Little Beaver State Park. Our web address is www.sgchapel.com. Again, that's www.sgchapel.com. Our mailing address is Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15 in Kellysville, West Virginia 24732. Again, that's Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15, Kellysville, West Virginia 24732. Come hear Christ preached.